Praise God. If you have your Bible, holy book, take it and turn it to Jeremiah chapter 33. Jeremiah chapter 33. The Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 33:3, he says, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." I want to preach just a few minutes tonight, if God will be our help. I won't preach too long this evening. I think I went a little over this morning. I think preached about 50 minutes, 45 or 50 minutes. But that's all right, praise God, as long as God's in. I was having a good time. I was enjoying myself in the Word of God. I hope you was. Hope we didn't bore you to tears. But praise God, I thank God for the precious Word of truth that'll speak to your heart. Now, I want to preach this tonight. I've got to be here for a few minutes on a reason to rejoice. A reason to rejoice. Now, as we look at the Word of God and we see He's here, we know this, Jeremiah 33:3, it's God's phone number, where God said, "Call unto me and I will answer thee." And He said, "And show you show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." You know, I think about that and I think how God loves us enough that He wants us to be, He wants us to be knowledgeable. He wants us to know Him and the power of His might. He wants us to know the resources that He has, and He wants us to know, praise God, that He's here to minister to our hearts and help us along the way. Now, as you go on into this chapter, you see how there was some adversity and there was some conflict in the lives of the people of God, about how God was able to come through for them, just like He has many, many times for you and I. And He said He could bring health and cure, verse number 8. He said He could cause the captivity to return, praise God, in verse number 7. And He said, "I can cleanse them from iniquity, from their iniquity," in verse number 8. So that tells me that God knows what He's doing, and He's able to do that needs to be done. God's able to take care of any situation that comes up in your life and mine. Amen? He's more than sufficient to do what needs to be done for you and I, praise God. So He lays this thing out, and He gives us that reason of rejoicing. Now, when you get over to verse number 9, He said, "There shall be to me a name of joy and praise." Now, that is a name for God. I guess you could just call God joy and praise, because that's who He is. He sends us joy, and we offer a praise. Amen? That's just the kind of God that we have. And He does that that He might receive the honor and glory out of all the nations. That's what God desires. That's what God wants. And I tell you, I'm kind of hung up on this. I believe if everybody all over this world just begin to praise and magnify the good, the true God of heaven, there ain't no telling what would take place in the world in which we live. There'd be a peace and a hope, a joy and a harmony like we can't even imagine. Praise God, they would be a utopia, praise God, in the world that would satisfy their hearts and satisfy the souls of His people. That's what God would like to do for us if we would just like to have that today. Amen. Glory. Bless His name. He said, He goes on and He speaks of the prosperity that He has to offer. "And they shall fear and tremble for all the goodness," verse number 9, "and for all the prosperity that I will procure unto it." He said, so there's going to be some shouting and carrying on because God's going to start to bless us and He's just going to keep blessing us, praise God, as long as we put our faith and trust in Him. God's able to abundantly above anything that we can ask or even think today. Amen? I believe that, don't you? Because He's God. That's who He is and that's what He does. And as God begins to see this thing, we see this prophetic statement that God's making here, and He's pointing to the great prophecy of the Davidic kingdom, praise the Lord, that's soon to be. Now, if you go back in 2 Samuel chapter number 7, in 2 Samuel chapter number 7, verse number 8, the Bible says this, "And now therefore, so shalt thou say unto thy servant David, thus saith the Lord of hosts, I took thee from the sheepcote, from following the sheep, to be the ruler over my people, over Israel. And I was with thee whithersoever thou wentest, and have cut off all thine enemies out of thy sight, and have made thee the great name, like unto the name of the great men that are in the earth. How God done that for David, and God can do that for you and me. Praise God, when we put our faith and trust in Him, He removes our enemies, praise God, which is the devil, and the demons of hell, and this old flesh that we live in, and He gives us an opportunity to have Jesus Christ come in and take up His abode in us, and praise God, kind of give us the same kind of covenant that He did with David. Amen, glory. He said, moreover, I will appoint a place for My people Israel, and will plant them that they may dwell in a place of their own and move no more. Neither shall the children of wickedness afflict them any more as before time. Praise God. He said, I'm going to bring my people into a place of peace. Listen, I want to tell you today, by perfect authority of the Word of God, that God's got a place of peace for you and I today. That glorious place of peace is with our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to be there one day in a little while. We're going to leave behind this old veil of tears. We're going to part out of here, go home to be with the Lord. And the Bible said, so shall we ever be with Him. Amen. Glory to God. I'm looking for that forever day. Hate you. Praise God, when we'll lay down all the hardship, heartaches, and the sorrows of this world, pull up into the portals of glory, up to that glorious place, praise God, that God's gone to prepare for me and you, and we're going to settle in, glory, hallelujah, through the endless ages, world without end. Amen. Praise God. He said, and as since the time that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel, and have caused thee to rest from all thine enemies. Also the Lord telleth thee that He will make thee an house. And when thy days be fulfilled, and thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, I will set up thy seed before thee, which shall proceed out of thy bowels, and I will establish His kingdom. Amen. Glory. He's a promise in this Davidic kingdom. Praise the Lord. He said, I'm going to set it up. He said, I'm going to establish it. Now, this is a covenant that God is making with David. Amen. The same kind of covenant God made with David is the same kind of covenant God made with you and me. When we receive the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, praise God, we become partakers of that promise that He made for us. He goes on and said, He shall build an house for my name, and I will establish the throne of His kingdom. Now watch this, forever. I will be His father, and He shall be my son. If he hath committed iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men and with the stripes of the children of men. But my mercy shall not depart away from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I put away before thee, and thine house and thine kingdom shall be established forever before thee. Thy throne shall be established forever. Amen. So God's telling David, He said, I'm going to establish a covenant with you. I'm going to make it an eternal covenant. Praise God. I'm going to make it a forever covenant. And I want to say on the authority of God's word, if you're saved by the marvelous grace of Christ, if you become part of the family of God, you're saved, glory to God, forever and ever. Praise God, you've got salvation that nobody can take away from you. Praise God. Hey, listen, God's made you your salvation sure. He's made it steadfast in Jesus Christ the Lord. So we see that covenant that's made with David. Praise God, that sure covenant from the Lord, praise God. As He spoke to, just as sure as He spoke to David, He's speaking to you and I today. He wants to help us. You say, when is this thing going to take place? Hey, it's going to be initiated. Praise God. He offered us up a new covenant. Praise God. If you go back to Jeremiah chapter 31, Jeremiah chapter 31, that was the covenant that He made with David. But He offers us up a new covenant, a new promise, if you will, in Jeremiah chapter chapter 31, in verse 31, He said, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant. So saith the Lord, I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Not according to covenant I made with their fathers the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break, although I was an husband unto them, saith the Lord. But this shall be a covenant. Watch this. He said, and this shall be a covenant. This shall be a covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my law into their inward parts, and I'll write in their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. The difference is when you put it in your heart. Praise God. You can have a law that you can try to serve and try to fulfill and try to live up to, but when God moves into your life and He moves into your heart and He changes your heart and your heart attitude, praise God, there's a change indeed. Amen. There's a lot of people claim salvation, but they've never had a change of heart. Praise God. He'll take out that old cold, stony heart and He'll put in a heart of flesh. He said, He goes on and says, and they shall teach no more every man his neighbor. And He said, and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them even to the greatest of them, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquities and remember their sin no more. Sounds like salvation to me. Amen. Praise God. Ain't you glad when God saved you, He cast all your sinfulness, Brother Jeff, into the sea of forgetfulness and never be to remember. Well, glory. Somebody ought to jump up, just take a spell. He took all your wickedness, all your sinfulness, cast it into the sea of forgetfulness. He said Himself never to remember no more. Not that He can't remember it, not that He couldn't remember it, but praise God, He chose, praise God, to get rid of your sin and to get rid of my sin. Cast it away from us. Oh, it's not there no more. Praise God. It's covered by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. He did that for you, and He did that for me. We're living in a time of a new covenant, praise God, and a new hope, and a new promise. Praise the Lord. We're looking for bigger and better things ahead. We have a blessed hope now in Christ Jesus the Lord. Praise the Lord. We don't have to count it on what we can do. What I'm able to accomplish, praise God, it's according to what God's able to do for me. He says, thus saith the Lord, which giveth the sun for a day, for light by day, and the orbs of the moon, and the stars for a light by night, which divideth the sea, when the waves thereof roar. The Lord of hosts is His name. He said, if those orbs depart from before me, saith the Lord, then the seed of Israel also shall cease from being a nation before me forever. But He said, just as sure, praise God, as the stars is in the sky and the seas are roaring and the waves are roaring, praise God, God said, I'm going to be your God and you're going to be my people. Glory, hallelujah. I'm glad I serve a God that won't cast me away. I'm glad a God that won't kick me out. I'm glad a God I serve a God that won't disallow who I am. Amen. Praise the Lord, even when I mess up, He still loves me. Praise God, He's still there to minister to my heart and to help me, praise God, along the way. Bless His holy name. So we can see as this plays out here, we can see this promise that God has made unto His people. Praise the Lord, He'll take care of them, and He makes them promises that, praise God, that they can't measure up to, but He can. So we see in Jeremiah, praise God, He speaks of that to all this is taking place. You say, well, when is this going to happen? It's going to be initiated, I said already, by the Lord Jesus Christ. It is coming. Look over at Hebrews chapter number 8. Hebrews chapter number 8 and verse number 6. Hebrews chapter number 8 and verse number 6. The Bible says, but now hath He adorned or obtained a more excellent ministry. By how much also He is the mediator. Now watch this. Of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. I don't know about you tonight. That thrills me down in my soul when I think of a God, a great God, a wonderful God who looks down upon us, loves us. But He says, you know what? As much as I've loved you, as much as I've cared for you, as much as I've given to you, as much I've promised to you, He said, praise God, hey, I've got a bigger, better mediation. He said, I've got some bigger, better promises, praise God, that I've established just for you. That's enough to make a Kobab to shout. Amen. Glory to God. That ought to get you out of your seat. Say, thank you, Lord. Bless His name. He goes on, verse number 7, says, for if that first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second. For finding fault with them, He saith, Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. That's what I just read to you over in Jeremiah chapter 31. That just tells us how true the Bible is to itself. The Bible is of no private interpretation, people say. Peter says, he said, praise God, what God tells us in one place, he'll tell us again, because he wants to reiterate it, just how good he is, how magnificent he is, how powerful he is, how good he is at being a promise keeper. Amen. Praise his name. He said, for finding fault with them, he saith, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with Judah, with the house of Judah. Not according to the covenant I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand and led them out of the land of Egypt. Does that sound familiar? God's repeating this in the book of Hebrews. Praise the Lord. He said, because they continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, saith the Lord. Well, listen to what he says. For this is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts. And I will be with them a God, and they shall be to me a people. Amen. Hey, listen, the way it is today, God said, hey, listen, I'm going to write my law in your heart. Praise God. I'm going to take it off the paper. I'm going to put it in your heart. He said, I'm going to be to you a God, and you're going to be to me a people. Amen. A people of God. Praise the Lord. It said, they shall not teach every man his neighbor or every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. Amen. God said, I'm going to establish myself in the families. Glory to God. He said, I'm going to be so prominent. I'm going to be so preached. I'm going to be so proclaimed. I'm going to be so rejoiced over. He said, I'm going to be so praised among the people that everybody's going to know about me. Amen. Can you imagine it? Praise God. If everywhere you went, Brother Jeff, people was praising and worshiping God. Amen. If we could just stop long enough, Brother Chris, to remember how good God's been to us. Man, He's blessed us and He's helped us. He's been there for us every step of the way. Amen. Yeah, we're a spoiled people. Praise God. But He said we can rejoice over the things of God. We can rejoice over those blessed promises that we have. He goes on in verse number 11. He said, they shall not teach every man his neighbor, every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness. Now watch this. And he said, their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. God's basically saying, you know what? I'm just going to forget how sorry no account you were. Amen. He said, I'm just going to forget about all the times that I was pointing you this way and you was going that way. He said, I'm going to just forget about that. Praise the Lord. Amen. He said, I'm going to be merciful to your unrighteousness and to your sins and your iniquities. Well, I remember no more. Listen to this, verse number 13. And in that he saith, a new covenant. He hath made the first old. Now that which decayeth and waxeth old is ready to vanish away. Amen. He said, I'm going to establish a new covenant with a new hope and a new promise. And that new hope and that new promise is a covenant in Jesus Christ the Lord. Jesus Christ the righteous, praise God. Amen. He said he's going to establish it, praise God. He's going to establish it, righteousness, that kingdom over the whole universe. Praise God, to be seen. Amen. Israel and over the earth. Praise God. And it's going to be fulfilled in and by the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. All the whole Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, it's all about Jesus. Amen. If you think it's about anything else, you're mistaken. From Genesis to Revelation, it's all about the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. And what He's done for us, what He is doing for us. And we see in 2 Samuel chapter 7 that he's established the Davidic kingdom. Praise God. A kingdom established before the throne of grace. If you look at, let me just give you a couple of these tonight. I jotted a couple of these down in Zechariah chapter number 12. Zechariah chapter number 12, verse number 8. The Bible says this. He said, in that day shall the Lord defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and he that is feeble among them at that day shall be as David. He said, those that's feeble, those that's not vibrant, those that's not able to go out and go in and go out and come about, praise God. He said, they're going to be like David. He said, the house of David shall be as God. Hello? And as the angel of the Lord before them. So he said, hey, praise God. He said, those that don't have any power are going to be powerful. Now, we're starting to see God manifest that in the little nation of Israel today. Amen. Anybody that tries to ride there, I mean, they're just a little old bitty body of people over there. And, I mean, 70 miles wide and like 120 miles long. And that's the nation of Israel. But God said, I'm going to empower. I'm going to give power in the last day, he says. Listen to what he says. In that day shall the Lord defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Amen. God's starting to do something today, praise God, that he promised he'd do in Jeremiah chapter 31, praise God, in Jeremiah 32. He said, I'm going to make a new covenant with them. I'm going to move in. I'm going to be their power. I'm going to be their God. And people's going to see me and know who I am. Amen. I tell you what, I've seen and read a whole lot about that nation over there, and God Almighty has moved in a magnificent way. He's performed miracle after miracle in that land. Amen. We've got to see it. We've got to hear about it. Praise God. Amen. Glory. If you go back over to Acts chapter number 15. In Acts chapter number 15, verse number 14. The Bible says, said Simeon, he said, well, at verse number 13, he said, after they had held their peace, James answered, saying, men and brethren, hearken unto me. He said, Simeon hath declared how God at the first did visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name. Amen. He said, what took place, what he saw happen. He said, and to this agree the words of the prophets as written. After this, I will return and will build again the tabernacle of David, which is fallen down. And I will build again the ruins thereof, and I will set it up, that the residue of men might seek after the Lord. And all the Gentiles unto whom my name is called, saith the Lord, who doeth all these things. Known unto God are all his works from the beginning of the world. So God said, I'm going to, what he said, what God says, and he's going to set things up the way he promised it would take place, the way he would promise to transpire. And we're sitting here today, praise God, in the arms of God, in the rocking chair of God, just looking and seeing the mighty hand of the Lord working and doing those things that he promised he would do. Praise his name. 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. Chapter number 15 and verse number 24. The Bible says this. Then cometh the end. Well, he says, but verse number 23, he said, but every man in his own order of Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ at his coming. Then cometh the end when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power. For he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet, and the last enemy shall be destroyed is death. Amen. So God said, I've got a promise. He said, we've got a reason to rejoice because we know who God is. We know what he's able to do. We know what he's able to accomplish. We know what he's done in the past. We know what he said he'd do. And we're looking for what he'll do in the future. And these great and mighty things are coming from the hand of God. Praise the Lord. Ain't it an amazing thing to be partakers in it? Amen. He closes it up in the book of Luke, in the book of Luke chapter number 1, in verse number 31. The Bible says this, and behold, thou shalt, he's talking to Mary. Angel Gabriel's talking to Mary, and he said, verse 31 of Luke chapter 1, he said, behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and shalt call his name Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. I'm glad that happened, ain't you? I'm glad that transpired. I'm glad Jesus Christ was born in a town called Bethlehem, Bethlehem, Ephratah, so many years ago, to be the propitiation for our sins. Bible said, He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto Him the throne of His father David. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. What a blessing. But listen to what He says. And He shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of His kingdom there shall be no end. Amen. He said, God's going to do this because He's made us a promise. So we have a reason to rejoice in the Lord Jesus Christ. As we look back at Jeremiah chapter 33, we just want to close it out like this tonight. Praise God, we see that new covenant that's been made. And that new covenant, the promises, Brother Jeff, it rests in the Lord Jesus Christ. Without Him, there would be no hope. Without Him, there'd be no promise. But He said He came to fulfill that praise. So He'd become to be that perpetuation sin. He'd come to die for the sins of the world. But praise God, that ain't the end of it. As Paul Harvey, you say, the rest of the story is that God Almighty has made a new covenant with His people. Praise God. Where we, the church, are allowed to get in and be participants in it. Praise God, where God can get glory out of our lives and we can praise Him just as well as the Jew in the day that I'm talking about me and you and the Jew, praise God, can praise God and give Him glory for all that He's done to all those who believe. Amen. And in Jeremiah chapter 33, he said in verse number 11, he says that he talks about the desolate places and the things it is and people without, you know, with that's inhabited and without beast. He's talking about a land that's uninhabited, I mean uninhabitable. But God says this in verse number 11. He said, the voice of joy and the voice of gladness and the voice of the bridegroom. That's Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Now, talking about, as Moses would talk about, as he went through, he said it was the waste howling wilderness, amen, where only the eagles soared. But he said, praise God, he said he brings you into a place. And he said, there's voice, he said, there's joy, and say, there's gladness and rejoicing. And the voice of the bridegroom, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the voice of the bride, that's the church, praise God, praising and giving God. You say, preacher, the church can't be in Jeremiah chapter 33. The church is in Jeremiah chapter 33, praising and giving God glory because He's promised a new covenant in which me and you and, praise God, our kin and our relatives and our loved ones can all get in. Amen. Praise the Lord. We need to get done with the mentality, praise God, that there's only this one or that one's going to get in. We can all get in. He said it's a whosoever salvation. Amen. Whosoever trusts the Lord Jesus Christ. All, praise God. That's all inclusive. So we see the rejoicing, voices of joy and gladness in the bridegroom, voices of joy and gladness in the church. And then we see the voice of them that shall say praise to the Lord of hosts. We had seen a joy of and rejoicing in Jesus. Joy and rejoicing in the church. We see the joy and rejoicing in the angels of heaven as they're proclaiming the good God of heaven. And they praise the Lord as the heavens break out. Praise God in song and triumph and glory unto the Lord God of heaven. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm talking about a reason to rejoice. They've got reason to rejoice. Tonight, youngins, we have a reason to rejoice in the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. He goes on and says, praise the Lord, the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good, for His mercy endureth forever. And of them that shall bring the sacrifice of praise unto the house of the Lord. That is the nation of Israel. As they come together and we come together in one mind in unity just to lift up our voices and just praise and give God all the glory. Amen. We've got a reason to rejoice tonight. We have a blessed hope, praise God, that's out of this world. Amen. It ought to make you plumb silly down in your soul to realize how good God is, what He has for us. He said, for I will cause to return the captivity of the land as at the first, saith the Lord. He said, thus saith the Lord of hosts, again in this place, which is desolate without man and without beast, and in all the cities thereof, shall be an habitation of shepherds, causing their flocks to lie down. Amen. God's His glory is a reason to praise and rejoice. He said they've come in a time when the shepherds will bring their flocks and they'll lay down in peace. The Bible says in Psalm 23, lay down, He calls them to lay down beside those still waters. Praise God, the still waters of the Lord Jesus Christ and His precious coming again. Amen. He said And he said, in the cities of the mountains and in the cities of the vale and the cities of the south and in the land of Benjamin and the places about Jerusalem and all the cities of Judah shall the flocks pass again under the hands of him that telleth them, saith the Lord. He said, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will perform that good thing which I have promised unto the house of Israel and to the house of Judah. Now watch this, verse 15. Pay attention to this. He said, in those days... And at that time, I want to say, young, it's not, it's just almost time. Amen. It's just almost time. Glory, hallelujah. We ought to be getting wired up and geared up and prayed up and fessed up, pented up and praised up, praise God. Looking forward to a soon coming Savior. Praise His holy name. He said, in those days and at that time, will I cause the branch of righteousness to grow up unto David, and he shall execute judgments and righteousness in the land. And then watch this. And in those days shall Judah be saved, and Jerusalem shall dwell safely. And this is the name wherewith she shall be called, the Lord our righteousness. Amen. Praise God. He said the Lord's going to rise it up. The Lord's going to do this. This is a promise that He made. A reason for rejoicing tonight. We're to be rejoicing in those promises. He said, for thus saith the Lord, David shall never want a man to sit upon the house of Israel. Praise God. He said, neither shall the priest of the Levites want a man before me to offer burnt offerings and to kindle meat offerings and do sacrifice continually. And the word of God word of the Lord came to, unto Jeremiah saying, thus saith the Lord. Praise God. If you can break my covenant of the day and of my covenant of night, then there shall not be any day or any night in their season. But praise God. God said, as long as the earth remains, He said, it's going to be day and it's going to be night. God said, He said, I'm going to continue to do things according to my perfect will and in my perfect plan. God's perfect plans are playing out now. Praise God. And He said, we have a reason to rejoice. Because He said in a few days, you said, well, preacher, a few days, said it's been over 2,000 years since Jesus died. He ain't come back yet. Where's the promise? It's still here. It's still in the Word of God. It's still in the God of the Word. Praise God. And He's going to come to fulfill that one day in just a little while. Praise God. Concerning His promises that He's made to us. Well, we've got a reason to rejoice. We've got a reason to be happy. We've got a reason to be praising and giving God glory today. Because He's been so good to us. He's a God that keeps His promises. Amen. He's always kept His promise to me. He's never let me down. And He'll continue to keep His promise to you. He'll continue to keep His promise to the little nation of Israel. And He'll continue to keep His promise to the Gentiles of this world. And that's everybody that ain't a Jew. Amen. Includes me and you. Well, what a blessing. And because He said, because of that, he said, we have a reason to rejoice. We have a reason to pray. We had a reason to be excited today because of who God is and the promise we have in Him. He's promised to be there and help us, each and every one, to help our hearts, our families, our homes, to give us that peace and joy, the happiness that we're seeking and desiring to find somewhere in something. And He said, it's all in the Lord Jesus Christ and His blessed hope and His promise that He has to offer to us. In a reason to rejoice. Have you got a reason to rejoice today? Boy, I have. I've got a reason to rejoice because Jesus saved my soul. Amen. He made me one of His little children. I'm partakers with Him. Praise God. I'm going to be with Him forever one day. I've got a reason to rejoice. Amen. One day I'm going to get to pull up. I was thinking about this yesterday, and I think sometimes I get off and my mind just takes me off in weird directions. But I was just thinking what it's going to be like one day when I pull up on shores and I pull up in the presence of my Savior. And there he is. Now I see him now and then in the volume of book. Well, quite often. I see him in the volume of book. But one day, the Bible says, though I see through a glass darkly now, he said, one day I'm going to see him face to face. Amen. Glory to God, Brother Bobby. I mean, my mind can't comprehend what it's going to be like when I pull up to the feet of my Savior. And there he is. Amen. You just think about it. I've got a reason to rejoice because one day it's going to happen. Amen. I'm going to pull up in the presence of my Savior, at the feet of my Savior, and there I'll be. And you think about it. You know you got important people in the world. You got these high-dollar ball players and race car drivers. And all, boy, you just like getting their present, get their autograph. You know, maybe get to go sit down and eat lunch with the President of the United States. But one day, you and I will get to pull up in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And we'll get to fellowship with Him and Him with us. Be a scary aspect. But when we get there, it's not going to be that scary because it's going to be familiar. Because we're going to be around people that are familiar to us. Amen. We'll know who Jesus is because we know who He is now. We know Him in our hearts and we know Him in our lives. So one day we'll get to see Him together, praise God. And as we gather closer to Him and we gather closer to each other, amen. And we begin to come together collectively as His people. Just like God's a promise, He'd bring them together in the Word of God. He's bringing us, and He's wanting to bring us into that direction now. Place us in a place where we can be hoping from the Lord. We can receive that glorious help from the throne of grace. Praise God. So we've got a reason to rejoice. Amen. I've got a reason, you've got a reason to rejoice tonight. And that reason is the Lord Jesus Christ and what He's promised us in the precious Word of truth. Amen. Through His self, praise God, that He would make it happen. And He has. And He will. And we see, praise God, it'll be initiated. All this is initiated, was initiated through the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. He's that blessed hope.